Section 3, the Army Aviation School, 1911 to 1913. Exiting the hangar, you will find yourself in front of the replica Wright B, also built by Ken Hyde and the Wright Experience. This plane was built for the first Army Aviation School that was set up by the U.S. government in 1911. The Wright B was designed to have instinctive controls. The controls on either side work the elevator, while the center lever controls the rudder and wing warping. Pilots were either right or left-handed depending upon which seat they learned to fly in. The plane itself is made of wood, but painted with a powdered aluminum coating to conceal this fact. This plane was just one of several airplanes purchased by the Army for the military flying school. In addition to the two Wright Bs, there were two single-seat Curtiss Pushers and a Wright Burgess, a Wright B manufactured by the Burgess Wright Company, used to train the officers. The airfield grew to accommodate additional planes, with seven airplane hangars, a headquarters building, mess tent, and hospital tent. The instructors at the school included Lieutenant Henry Arnold, who had become the commanding general of the Army Air Forces in World War II, and Lieutenant Thomas Milling, later a brigadier general in the Air Force. The Wright instructors were trained to fly at the Wright School in Ohio, and the Curtiss instructors were trained at the Curtiss School in San Diego. Both groups were sent to College Park to pass on what they had learned to other officers. Above the Wright B hangs replica 1912 Blériot, a plane famous for crossing the English Channel in 1909. In 1912, pilots from the Moissant School in New York, including new pilot Burnetta Miller, demonstrated the plane to Army officials at College Park Airfield. Although the Army rejected the plane for military service, preferring instead the biplanes Army officials were used to, it found its niche in the civilian market. The plane on display was built in the museum's very own restoration shop. During the winters of 1911 and 1912, the school was relocated to Augusta, Georgia to take advantage of the warmer climate. In November of 1912, the Curtiss planes were sent to San Diego, California, while the Wright planes returned to Augusta. In mid-1913, the Army decided to discontinue the use of College Park as a training school and establish a permanent military aviation school in San Diego.